A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, August 6th, 2015. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the impending ban on secondhand clothing. What impact it will have on the lives of women and families? What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you women out there, as you know, Thursday is your day. China Chemadzimai.
We are also on the internet. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, kumbenjalo www.voandebele.com, kumbenjalo www.voashona.com.
This will make a ban. The same summer, second hand clothes, the man new clothes. That's a tough thing. I need to go to the second hand clothes. Because that point of work for the younger man or moon of the lab, since Musina employment, Sagavana, Askwana, Marie, Sengo Yanga Matsi, Yembe, no one, the letter to the third and also to Dar es Salaam, Taijura, Katej, and Anga, for the younger Matsigan explosion. And at Tito Shamisika, always you to Tanakirava Misala, the Susu memory, the look to an ever end of four, Shaku, Shula, Banwasaka, Gauti, Sura Mase.
A general ban is problematic, particularly if you've not created the entire capacity to be able to get those people that produce clothing, to be able to produce clothing that is affordable for the general people in Zimbabwe. So my take remains, undergarments are a no-no. I would rather women move around without undergarments than put on somebody's scent, because that is a sensitive area. And we know what happens when you exchange underwear, things like fungal infections, things like pubic lice, a whole lot of things can be passed on. So I would have preferred that the manufacturers report that Honorable Chinamasa put at this time would have been much, would have given much more for those that are pledging to go into underwear production, and then give a transitional period for those that would want to produce general clothing. That way it would then be helpful, because after a particular period, you would know that the industrial capacity has gone to a point where people can actually produce at a competitive rate. Lawmakers debated this for a long time. On Tuesday, they made their position clear. It does look like the minister has decided that he will proceed. So I think he will proceed with the ban.
Bengile khona uminisa ofakile umthetho wokuthi laba abaningisa impahla khonapha bakwane ukungena izinto zokulungisisa bengabhadali iduty. Kodwa-ke nga unike isikhathi sokuthi bona laba abantu baqalise ukusukuma, lama-industry abaqalise ukusukuma, abe sesithile hhayi sengizasitopha-ke lokhu okungenayo. Sebonile ukuthi hhayi bona laba abaselizwe khona abathi bayakwanise ukulungisa impahla leyo sekukwanise ukuthi balungise. And I will tell you that abantu bezigilisana namapholisa kodwa kuzafika isikhathi lawa amapholisa amkhulayo kwezijini uyazibona zilokhu zigcweli khonapha esijidini. So ukuthi khona uvalile kungayenza ukuthi uminista aze angazi athi uzangcono ukuthi kule nto ayenzileyo kodwa iqiniso kwenisesibingelela ukuthi ngeke wavalile nxa kuzuthi abantu baphakathi kwezi.
Welcome again today on the Women's Roundtable. We are looking at the impending ban on secondhand clothing, the importation actually of secondhand clothing, and how it will impact the lives of women who are most of the vendors that are actually selling secondhand clothing. So we'd like to hear your views on that issue. PJ.
People might ask, Marvelous, where this is coming from. Mm-hmm. Finance Minister, Mr. Patrick Chinamasa, last week in his 2015 midterm budget review, announced a ban on the importation of secondhand clothing and shoes into the country.
I think he actually believes, from what I heard Priscilla Misaira Mbuyemushonga saying earlier on, that the minister believed that this would revive the Zimbabwean ailing clothing sector. But most critics say the timing is wrong, as the selling of second-hand clothing, PJ, was providing a livelihood for many women and families.
Mm-hmm. And the same critics are blaming the government for creating the second-hand vending problem as it is, after failing to create employment through the 2.2 million jobs promised under the ZANU-PF economic blueprint, the Zimaset.
Ah, Zimaset, yes, we're all still waiting to see what's going to happen with Zimaset, but we also want to hear the views of our listeners, PJ.
Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sidibana lapha sithi asihluzeni bomama, sihluza udaba lolu olwezigqoko izembatho okwasetshenziswayo osokuthengiswa ndawana yonke elizweni lonke okuthiwa kukokhotama boutique. Ikanti ke uhulumende useyazise ukuthi ufuna ukwalisa ukungena kwempahla lezi elizweni esithenananana uvikela ama-industry aseZimbabwe ukubana lawo asebenze kakuhle. Kodwa ke abaningi bakhala ngokuthi hatshi lokho ayisikho okuzalungisisa ama-industry, ngoba abantu vele khathese baphila ngokuthengisa, abalayo imisebenzi. Njalo labathengayo bangkhona kabenelisi ukuthi bayethenga ezitolo ezinkulu kubo-Edgars la kwezinye izitolo, bayenelisa bayafinyelela zona lezi izigqoko ezake zagqokwa kumbe izicathulo ezake zagqokwa. Kodwa ke okukhanye kufuqa uhulumende ngathi zimpahla zangaphakathi okungamelanga engxenye ezingabangela imikhuhlane. Kodwa ke asizake sizwe ukuthiwa kulomuntu owagulayo ngoba egqoke izigqoko ezake zagqokwa kudala.
Aiwa, PJ Iroida Manasi, tiri kutarisa muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai zviri kutarisana nemadzimai anotengesa iwo mbatya dzemubhero sedza zvinozikanwa. Vamwe vanoti kotamai butiki, vamwe vanoripa mazita akasiyana-siyana. Asi nhasi ndo zvatichange tichitarisa zvichitevera izvo danho rakatorwa navaPatrick Chinamasa svondo rapfuura, apo vakazivisa ivo kuti hurumende ichamisa iyo kuunzwa kwemabhero munyika, uyezve vachange vachirambidza ivo kutengeswa kwembatya dzemubhero. Saka PJ ndo zvatichange tichitarisa kuti zvino vanhu vachararama sei, nyanya madzimai vanoita basa irori rekutengesa mbatya dzakashandiswa nebhutsu dzakashandiswa. Tichatarisa kuti zvingabatsire sei kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka mune ramangwana. Toda kunzwa kwamuri madzimai nevamwewo vakateerera kuti muri kuroona sei danho iri rakatorwa navaChinamasa richabatsira here remangwana reindustry yavanga vari kutaura ivo kuti tachida kuti vanoita zvekugadzira mbatya, vanoita zvekusona bhutsu nezvimwe zvakadaro zviwanikowo zvichikurudzirwa munyika. Saka vakati ava vanoita zvekutengesa mbatya ngavambomira dzakapfekwa. PJ, tinenge tatonzi kuti pane mumwe watinaye pari zvino
amaimoyo.
Makadi Maimoyo.
Hallo.
Hello, Maimoyo.
Hello.
Yeah, I think itaurai na PJ. PJ, Maimoyo ndambotaura nawo vada kutaura kuti kwaBulawayo kwakamira sei.
Kunjani nkosikazi Moyo?
Nikona linjani mama?
Hayi, siyaphila. Woti kamfu ngamafichani ukuthi kwenzakalani khona ngale?
ngomlayo kunzima abantu abani.
Yebo.
Bekukuhle nje bekungaba kubi kangako ngoba besimelele ukuthi siqalise ukuthengelwa lapho esingathengisela khona sikhulumisane labakhulu betomeya labokhansila. Kuthi kulokho kunjalo sisithi hhayi sokungcono sesizalungiselelwa. Nanko sokubuya lolu daba lokuthi i-trust afuna ukuthi sisenze lokho esikuthengisa amadili. Asisakwazi ukuthi pho manje senzeni ngoba yikho esiphila ngakho. Abantwana bantwabami kabasebenzi, amahlemu avalwa, imisebenzi ayitholakali. Abantwana bebehambile baye South Africa bezama ukusebenza baphendukwa ngendaba ye-xenophobia. Asisakwazi ukuthi pho manje siphile ngani. Khonapha mntanami ngatsho ngiphinde ngithi hayi siyehlelwe liyeze elimnyama ngoba asisakwazi ukuthi senzeni. Amarenti afunakala, abantwana kufuze befunde, sidlisa abantwana sithinithini. Asisakwazi senzeni. Hayi kunzima.
Nxa belitshela bona bathini? Bathi bazabopha labo abazafunyanwa bethengisa na kumbe bazavimba emngceleni ukuthi zingangeni?
Asikezwa kahle kahle ukuthi zizangena kanjani, ukuthi kungeneni bazavimba yini loba hathi. Kodwa thina sibone emaphephandabeni besitsho kanjalo. Then kwazokuba lo mhlangano, bekulo mhlangano ilanga lobuthanyithanyi. Emhlanganweni laba basitshela ukuthi akusafufuzanga ukuthi kubonakale umuntu othengisa impahla zonalezi zamadili. Ongatholakala ukuthengisa lezo mpahla zizathathwa zithiswa zonke ngoba zilingenisa umkhuhlane elizweni. Mntanami kathi sakwazi ukuthi senzeni sho.
Yeah. Hayi siyabonga Nkosikazi Moyo. Ye bamba khonapho ecingweni.
Kulungile mama.
Yeah. Wane mumtereri manje.
Aiwa, PJ, nasi chirongwa chinenge chakabaka moto. Tine vatereri vakati wandei asi pari zvino tombo ramba zvedu tichikurukura na maimoyo maybe maimoyo nokuti mumwe mutereri wedu angari panhare. Munhare yake inenge isiri kuita zvakanaka. Asi zvakanaka hazvo. Unogona kumbobvunza ako maimoyo kuti saka remangwana rakamira sei tichienderera mberi nechirongwa.
Yeah. Njengoba nje uthe wena Nkosikazi Moyo like laba lomhlangano so licabanga ukuthi kwela kusasa lizabe lisenzani
mntanami izidumbu kuphele sizalandwa lapha eZimbabwe ngoba kathi asikwazi iqiniso lihle sinasikhangelela ukuthi sizabe lokho sisenza khona lokho singazi ukuthi bona bazathatha liphi inyathelo ngoba kasilakho okunye singakuthengisa. Siyazama ukuthi siyedinga izinto kwase-South Africa ngale sithengise ziyathathwa ebhoda kazivunyelwe. Sizama ukuya eBotswana ziyathathwa le mali ebizwayo kathi ikwanisa. Asisakwazi mntanami ukuthi siyenze iqiniso lihle. Siphelelwa, siphelelwe sila.
Ye. Qhubeka Nkosikazi uphethe ecingweni khona lapho sizabe lokho sikubiza lapha lalapha ya. Mavela Mrs. Moyo. Yebo mama. Mrs. Moyo she's one of those that are surviving with just selling some wares. She's a vendor. Mm-hmm. And she's complaining that she doesn't know where to go from here because this is their livelihood. And those children that had gone to South Africa to work there, they are back home because of the xenophobic problem. Mm-hmm. And they had a meeting recently in a few days ago, but there was nothing tangible that they can go on with at the moment.
Wow. Yes, I think it will actually hear that being echoed by a lot of the vendors that actually are into second-hand clothing. But on that, let's take Amai Anna Mukonya in Mutare. Makadi enyu Amai Mukonya. Aiwa tiri wadi kwa kamira sei kuko kwa mtare takatarira nyaya iyoyi yekutengeswa kwembatya dzemabhero.
Haana hakuna kumbomira zvakanaka. Nekuti vanhu vazhinji pesendeji yakakura yevanhu nekushaikwa kwemabasa nekuvharwa kwemakambani vakapinda mabhizinesi ekutengesayo. Saka kwakuona manje kuti kana vanhu vakanzi ngavarege kutengesa mbatya vanomborarama sei kwakuzodipa mberi apo. Saka zvinhu hazvina kutombomira zvakanaka nekuti vamwe vazhinji tiri kuendesa vana kuzvikoro hina chaizvozvo tiri kudya mumba tiri kurarama upenyu hurina nembatya. Saka kana zvikanzi hatichatengesi mbatya ka kura ndiwachiya kuchata handizvo kuti vari da kuti tembodii.
Asika vachinamasa vanga vari kuti ivo vakambomisa nyaya yemabhero zvimwe maringe nyaya yemafakitori anga akavharwa anogadzira mbatya munyika nevanogadzira bhutsu nezvimwewo zvingasimuke munoona zvichizobatsira here izvi?
Hazvibatsiri, ngavatange vazvisimudza. Ngavatange vasimudza mafakitori iwayo then vachizovhara izvi. Havangamboti tozosimudza izvo zvakavharwa, ngavatanga vazvinokurudza then vachizovhara zvemabhero izvi. Hazviiti izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda mai Mukonya. Asi apa mamuri kuti imi mhuri inotorarama naizvozvi, vanhu vanowana mari yakawanda sei kubva mumabhero?
Mareka haina zvayo kuwanda zvekuti munhu unoita pleasure. But unowana kudyira nevana vako, unovaendesa kuchikoro, unorarama upenyu huri pakati nepakati hwekuti haurwadziri neupenyu.
Aiwa, tinotenda mai Mukonya. Nekuti taridzawo kuti kwakamira sei kwaMutare.
Aiwa, zvakanaka.
PJ, my Mukonya there is echoing what our caller, Mrs. Moyo, also from Bulawayo, is saying. That she also survives on selling second-hand clothing. And she's saying the government should actually put, you know, plans in place first about reviving the ailing factories and ailing industries before they enact this ban. But and she's saying, although not much profit is had from selling second-hand clothing, at least she's able to send her kids to school.
And food, put food on the table.
Yes, and I think we have another caller. Makadi, sisi Precious Chitsike.
Prepared, Makadi.
Muri kupi, sis Precious?
Muri kukadoma.
Kwaka mira sei koko kadoma, nenyaya yekutengesa mbatya nyanya dzemabhero, uyezve nezvataurwa navachinamasa izvi kuti zvichange zvichimiswa munguva inotevera.
Vakuno kumabhero anga achitobetsera vanhu kunyanya vanhu vekunokadoma muno munyika vanhu havana mari saka vanhu vanga vachiwana kurarama kwakanaka nekutengesa hende dzemabhero but vatengiwo futi pachavo vanga vasinawo mari kuti wane mari yekutenga hende inowani ma$20 kana tima15 ipaa pasina saka vangosi tikawana $20 kana 15 waitotengera chi mhuri yako hende dzakanaka dzakawanda vokwanisa kupfeka vanhu vokwanisa kurarama.
Asika sisi Precious, vamwe vanga vari kuti ivo zvinhu zvakaita sehanzu dzemadzimai zvanga zviri kuuya mune mamwe mabhero aya zvingazongokonzera izvo kuti pawanikwe pachiitwa zvirwere nezvimwe zvakadaro. Imi munozviona sei izvi?
Izvozvo zvehanzu zvifanike dzemukati ipapo zvasina kumirawo zvakanaka asi hembe dzati achinyanya kudo dzekupfeka dzifanike masiketi matopu zvihembe twevana zviri nani zvipfeko zvemukatiwo zveshuwa zvasina kumira musi nekuti kuti upfeke chipfeko chakapfekwa neumwe munhu zvine zvisina kunyatsoita musi.
Aiwa, tinokutenda isisi Precious kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa nekuti ratidzawo kuti kwakamira sei kukadoma.
Zvakanakai.
Ehe, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ehoi.
PJ, I think on you know, current news, we're going to take a look at the recently ended YALI, Mandela Washington Fellowship meeting that was here in Washington, and we had some Zimbabwean women who were on that program as part of the 30 that were selected from Zimbabwe. Most of them left today, but we're going to take a look at an interview I had with them before they left.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you,
marvelous.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves. How did you get to be on the YALI program as women? We'll start off with you.
Okay, thank you. My name is Rosalind Sachiti. I'm a journalist in Harare, Zimbabwe. The reason I applied is because I wanted to learn more on how the Americans are pushing further the debate on women's rights, on the issue of gender equality. I write more about gender in our newspaper and also look at features that cover the challenges that women go through in Zimbabwe. So I thought this would be an opportunity for me to also network with other African leaders from South Africa, from Namibia. We have many others at our university. And speaking to the lecturers here, speaking to the professors here, I really got to understand the ways of living, like what the American women do. I also got to see the challenges that the American women face, like the issue of maternity leave. I didn't know they didn't have that. In Zimbabwe, we are privileged to have that. So as much as women think the West is better than us in other aspects, we are also better than them in other aspects. So my message to other women is, do not fear any opportunity that comes because you think someone is better than you.
And tell us about yourself and what word of advice you would have for other women listening out there who are saying, how do I get to be on such a program? Not necessarily Yali, but any program that may be offered anyway.
Thank you very much. My name is Yvonne Kina. I work for a women's rights organization, Women Filmmakers of Zimbabwe Back Home. I direct the International Images Film Festival for Women. So how I got to apply to Yali. Last year, I applied. Unfortunately, I didn't make it. Or fortunately, I didn't make it. Because for me, that's where, the journey began. I got to know about the opportunity through the embassy. And we work with the culture side, the public affairs section. So that's how I got to know. And somebody from the embassy had just said, just apply. We know the way that you've been doing. So why don't you just give it a chance? So I went through the interviews, but I didn't make it through to the end. However, I didn't give up. That actually gave me the urge to really work hard towards the next application, which I then submitted in November. And fortunately, this year I made it. So for me, that journey from last year, between last year and this year, it was a moment for me to look at what I'm exactly doing and redefine the kind of work that will lead me, it really defined my career path. And instead of just focusing on one thing, I learned how I can advocate for the rights of women using film holistically, because film is a language that everyone can understand, right at the community level, you go to even the elite, so it's something that people understand. So it's really made me redefine how film can reach out to all those different people.
So interesting, and but I want to know, how does someone who's listening to you right now also take up an opportunity like what you did? Some people will say, oh, I don't have a computer, I will never see these messages. Let's move on to this video. Tell us, how can somebody, take advantage of such a situation?
Okay, thank you, Marvelous. I think for me, the Yali experience has taught me one thing. Mm-hmm. When you are doing something, give it your best shot. Mm-hmm. You never know who is around you. You mm-hmm. never know who is watching, who is listening. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of Yali. Mm-hmm. And he just called me and said, fortune knocks at a fool's door only once. So I'm telling you this only once. Uh-huh. Make your decision. I'll support you. So that's when I got onto the internet.
My message to all women
is, given an opportunity to shine, go ahead and shine. Reach out for your goal. And I think from my experience in the US, then I've learned to believe believe in myself more. Mm-hmm. I've realized, okay, being selected out of more than 20,000 applicants, mm-hmm. being part of the 500, honestly, it means I have something to offer. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Zille. To round off and conclude, we'll hear from the lawyer. Just introduce yourself and tell us, what's your takeaway as you go back home?
Thank you very much. My name is Regina Bwanali. I'm an advocate of the Superior Courts in Zimbabwe. What this has taught me is that I live by this mantra, you too can rise. Mm-hmm. If God could raise me as simple as I am from the dusty suburbs of Glenview and change my story, then my story to every other girl who has come through difficulties of education, of not having maybe parents who participate in their education, my personal story is something that shows that you too can rise. Anyone who has determination, anyone who is willing to work hard, God will open up avenues. And then what I also took away from this program was that I have to tell my story, my African story. If I do not tell my story, if I do not write my story, someone is willing to do that. And there is a danger of letting someone write your own story. So as a personally, and as a Zimbabwean, and as an African, I urge everyone, write your own story. If someone doesn't like it, they will write theirs.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for having been on the Women's Rounds Table. And we hope that you will go and make a difference when you do return to Zimbabwe.
Thank you for hosting us.
Those were some inspirational words there from some of the women that were here on the YALI, which is the Mandela Washington Fellowship, who returned to Zimbabwe today. But PJ, I think we'll go back to our main topic right now, as interesting as that was, yes, because I think we have a lot of people that are waiting to hear. We have a few WhatsApp messages. Maybe we can move to those. You can take one.
Harrison S. Says the ban is important, basing on the fact that, number one, the moving is going to increase the indigenous clothing companies, thus creating employment for those with clothing certificates, as well as others who will be cooks and so on. The move is going to stop transmission of skin diseases, which is affecting a lot of Zimbabweans because of an awareness. It's going also to stop chaos between vendors and city council, meaning there will be peace between these two groups. There will be less vendors in the city, hence the city will be clean.
I'm going to have to stop you right there because we have so many WhatsApp and Facebook messages. But tina mai mugadza vari kugokwe timbonzwa kuti kwakamira sei kugokwe. Makadi mai mugadza. Aiwa, tiri nani, tipeiwo maonero enyu enyaya iyi. Zviri kufamba sei ikoko gweru takatarira nyaya yekutengesa mbatya dzemubhero, uyezve nekurudziro yakapiwa navana chinamasa kuti zvichambomiswa kuti mbatya idzodzi dziwanikwe zvichipinzwa munyika.
Kuno kugokwe vanhu vose vari kutechema nekuti vari kudzivamiswa kutengesa mabhero. Kanzi rinobva ratomira zvakasimba kwazvo ichiita vanhu kuti mabhero asauya. Saka vanhu vari kuchema nekuti mabhero hazvigoni kuti tirege kutengesa mabhero, ndo upenyu hwedu hwatitorarama nawo.
Saka imi mungade kuti chii kune hurumende naiko kuna vachinamasa dai vakateerera pari zvino?
Aiwa, isi kuti vachina masaza vari kuda kuita zvazvidzirizvo. Vari kuziva kuti nyika haina kumira zvakanaka. Vanhu ndokuvandogona kutovamira kumabhuru. Ngavaregere vanhu vasununguke vaite zvavanokwanisa kuita kuti vararame.
Asi vamwewo vanoita zvekutengesa mbatya itsva vanga vari kuti mabhero atiurayira bhizinesi. Imi munotii?
Vatengesa mbatya yacho vaiti mumabhero ato ndovatodzingisa vanhu kave mumarodhi vazhinji vandengesa mbatya yacho vanenge vari mumashopu aya. Asi tiri kuti varoziva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, and ivo havazi mashopu mahombe, havagoni kuimploya vanhu kuti vashande. Saka ngavaregere vanhu vatengese because havagoni kupinda vanhu vamasa.
Aiwa, rambai muri ipapo mai mugadza. Tichamboedza kutorawo vamwe vateereri vari kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuverenga maWhatsApp message aripo. Asi rambai makadaro timbonzwa kuti kwakamira sei kwenyu kugokwe muchikamu chedu chinotevera. Rambai muripo panhare.
So ngavale munyenye.
Yeah, you can take Mrs. Moyo quickly because we're going to be moving on to the next.
Nkosikazi Moyo, ngilethe mba lokukhona icengweni. Wathi ke mbale umbiko mavelas umbiko owodwa njengobana sokuzele imizizo yomunye omunye kumbe embili usikhanyezile D uthi yena lokho okwenzakalayo kuyadanisa kakhulu ngoba thina umama yithi esikhangele imuli zethu. Manje lokho okutshiwo nguhulumende kuyangidanisa kakhulu. Kambe lezo zigqoko ezindala kade sazigqoka zake zalimaza bani? Angikaze ngizwe mina kuthiwa kulo muntu obanjwe umkhuhlane wezigqoko ezindala. Kubose siba lo emncube othi uyagula lo ngoba vele awekho namankampani okuthunga impahla le. Yindlela yokuncindezela uZulu yena ovele ehlupheka ovele ezihluphekela ngalo uhulumende.
Aiwa PJ, tichaenderera mberi nekuverenga ma WhatsApp nema Facebook message akawanda chaizvo nasi. But now for all our guests and also our callers, please stay on the line as we progress to live streaming. You can catch us on www.voazimbabwe.com, where we'll continue this very interesting conversation. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Mina Praxedes Jeremiah sizivalelisana labalaleli bethu abemsakazweni weradio, kodwa ke lingakhohlwa kulabo abale mabona kude kumba abalama internet, ngoba siya ebulenjini ku www.voa.voazimbabwe.com loba njalo ku www.voandebele.com.